Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation despite the great distrust that swept over this nation concerning reliability of our media. What are the news outlets that American people actually trust? We will get to that. We'll also take a look at some of the new movies that have come out recently. There is an acclaimed film with an Oscar-nominated star, Paul Mescal. It's a version of Carmen, and it involves the explosive subject of illegal immigration and crashing the border. No, this is not set in Spain in the 19th century. We will also be talking about the Jennifer Lopez movie, in which she plays a stone-cold expert professional killer who uses her talents to protect her long-lost daughter. It is a special release for Mother's Day. No, it really is. What do you think? It's Mother's Day weekend. I mean, it's Mother's Day Sunday, and this is a movie called The Mother. So what do you think it's going to be about? It's going to be about somebody who, well, we'll get to it. It's it is not a family entertainment. Let me be very clear about that. And speaking of family entertainment, we have a very special Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner is Rhonda from Plano, Texas. She called in May of 2011. What happened in May of 2011? On May 2nd, Osama bin Laden, founder and first leader of Al-Qaeda, was shot and killed, and Rhonda wasn't happy about the loss of Osama. Here's what she had to say.
I am not chanting with you people.
What do you mean, you people?
And I am an American, but I'm not chanting because I can see the big picture, and I feel sorry for Osama bin Laden.
Houston, we have a problem.
I prayed that his soul would be saved, and I can see the bigger picture. I think of our government and our military as nothing but a murderous regime.
You think our military is a murderous regime?
Yes, I do.
And what would have been the appropriate response to September 11th?
I can see a picture way differently than most people. And here's a soul that was lost that could have been saved. Osama is no different than anybody else.
I have complete possession of my faculties.
He was a lost soul that did not know the Lord.
And you feel that same way about Charles Manson or, say, Adolf Hitler?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Adolf Hitler as well.
Now, that was just sad.
You don't believe that Adolf Hitler deserved to die?
Well, I believe that God allowed him to die. I guess that the Lord allowed him to die. That was God's punishment.
Do you know any Christian leaders who agree with you, Rhonda?
I can say that, yes, I believe there are Christian leaders out there that would agree. I think of our government and our military as nothing but a murderous regime. I feel sorry for Osama bin Laden.
That's garbage.
It is. And the idea of the Ten Commandments and the thou shalt not kill, as it often is translated, as a lot of people will tell you who actually can look at the original in the Bible, it's very clear it's thou shalt not murder, because the death penalty is described in that same Bible. And killing to save a life, to save an innocent life, is considered virtuous. I mean, and obviously nobody likes the idea of killing unnecessarily, but has the death of Osama bin Laden saved lives and protected innocent people? It has. And this, by the way, goes to one of the stories that is in the news today. I was speaking earlier today to Alan Dershowitz and talking about some of the back and forth in the Middle East between the State of Israel and a terrorist group called Palestinian Islamic Jihad, or PIJ. And the idea of Palestinian Islamic Jihad is they believe that killing innocent people, civilians, lobbing missiles into homes and kindergartens and hospitals is virtuous. There have been over 500 rockets that have been aimed. By the way, at least a fourth of them falling in Gaza and killing innocent people in Gaza. But they have a BBC coverage of this, which is unusually, it seems to me, responsible. And they have a headline over at BBC. It says, Gaza, sixth militant commander killed in Israeli airstrike. That is an accurate, true headline. And then they write, Israel has killed a sixth Palestinian Islamic Jihad commander in an airstrike in Gaza as fighting between the two sides escalates. It said that Iyad al-Hassani had directed the group's operations since his predecessor was killed on Tuesday. Earlier, a barrage of rockets from Gaza reached near Jerusalem, with airstrikes continuing to hit militant sites in the Palestinian territory. Hopes of a ceasefire were being mediated by Egypt, but they are receding. And then they conclude, this week's fighting is the heaviest since 3 days of hostilities between Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad last August, in which 49 Palestinians were killed in Gaza. Palestinian Islamic Jihad is the biggest militant group after Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, and has sworn to Israel's destruction. Now, all of this from BBC, which has not been so fair in its coverage of Israel, but this reasonable and informative. Israel said the three Palestinian Islamic Jihad commanders were planning attacks when they were killed at an airstrike on Tuesday morning. It killed two further commanders, the head of PIJ's rocket force and his deputy, in strikes on Thursday. The Israeli Defense Forces, the IDF, says more than 850 rockets have been fired at Israel from Gaza over the last 4 days, most of which, it says, have been intercepted or have landed in open areas. It says about a fifth of those rockets have fallen short and landed in Gaza. According to the IDF, four people, including three children, have been killed in Gaza by their failed rockets. This is important, and the context is enormously important, because when you hear that civilians are killed, it's important to keep in mind who killed them. And that is an obvious point to take. When we come back on the MedVed Show, there is more campaign news, more lingering reaction to the Trump town hall, and President Trump with a new attack on, well, guess who? Ron DeSantis. We'll get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're a nasty person.
Michael MedVed.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Osama do it for you?
When they first put his picture in the paper, that beautiful man with those cold black eyes, he just drew you in. You know, he just looked like a beautiful man.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, what news outlets do Americans trust most for their information? And you might think, Fox News, because it has been dominant in cable TV, but Fox News has challengers now among conservative media, and No, it's certainly not CNN, and CNN didn't necessarily help itself with its broadcast of the Trump town hall the other night. The most trusted outlet from everyone. And you may remember that years and years ago, it used to be Walter Cronkite in CBS News. It was Uncle Walter. He was somebody you could count on. But now Americans place their trust overwhelmingly in the Weather Channel, which seems to me a little bit disappointing because the Weather Channel generally doesn't deal with controversy. The Weather Channel remains the most trusted news source among the Americans overall. Americans are 53 points more likely to call the Weather Channel trustworthy as they are to call it untrustworthy. It's also the only outlet that the YouGov poll asked about that more Democrats plus 64 and Republicans plus 47 both trust more than the shares who distrust it. Isn't that interesting that Republicans have less trust in the Weather Channel than Republicans are just rightly cautious about placing their trust. The Weather Channel is just one of two outlets polled about that a majority of Republicans actually do trust. The other one is Fox News, 56% of Republicans trust it, with a net trust score among them of plus 41. Meanwhile, speaking of trust, President Biden and top congressional leaders, there's a lot of trust there, right? Yesterday postponed a second meeting on the debt limit crisis to give staff members more time to explore a budget deal before the two sides convened again. People familiar with the decision cast the move as a positive development. Well, naturally, at least they're willing to talk and try to negotiate, apparently, behind the scenes. Preliminary budget talks among senior White House officials and congressional aides have been underway for 2 days, with both sides attempting to find a path to an agreement on lifting the government's debt limit and avoiding a default. And why they can't do what Steve Forbes talked about very sensibly yesterday, which should be doable, which is for President Biden to give the Republicans at least some movement in the direction of more control of spending, not surrendering everything, but just moving in that direction, for God's sake. And why not get this terrible threat away from the future of our economy. There is a new ad from the Trump campaign, and what's interesting is the ad did something that Trump did not do on his town hall, and many people have pointed this out. Certainly this was pointed out by Mark Thiessen, by Peggy Noonan, by a lot of conservative columnists. He did not attack Biden. And Biden is so vulnerable right now on so many points. What Trump did is he inspired controversy about him rather than focusing the controversy on Biden. So the new ad does something more to move him in that direction. The ad is called Mourning in America. But it's morning spelled with a U, M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. It sounds like this.
It's morning again in America. And thanks to Joe Biden, our borders are now wide open for all to come. Our schools, free from parental involvement. Mediocre male athletes now given the opportunity to compete unfairly. Under Biden's unprecedented inflation, the hope of home ownership gone, and young adults forced to abandon seeking the American dream to live in their parents' basement longer. Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan left billions in weapons behind. and American lives taken. Our police ranks now shrinking. Yet Biden spends billions creating an army of 80,000 new IRS agents. Why would we ever accept the incompetence and weakness of Biden when we could have the freedom, security, and economic prosperity we enjoyed just 3 years ago?
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Okay, it's an effective ad. Don't you think? The ad focuses what many of the points are undoubtedly going to be for any Republican who wins the GOP nomination and runs against Biden. But, of course, Trump is not just attacking Joe Biden right now. He's in that ad trying to echo the greatest and most popular Republican leader of recent memory, Ronald Reagan. The Ronald Reagan ad that this ad was based on, It's Morning Again in America, that sounded like this during the campaign of 1984. Listen.
It's morning again in America. Today, more men and women will go to work than ever before in our country's history. With interest rates at about half the record highs of 1980, nearly 2,000 families today will buy new homes, more than at any time in the past 4 years. This afternoon, 6,500 young men and women will be married. And with inflation at less than half of what it was just 4 years ago, they can look forward with confidence to the future. It's morning again in America. And under the leadership of President Reagan, our country is prouder and stronger and better. Why would we ever want to return to where we were less than 4 short years ago?
Different mood, you think, perhaps. And by the way, that ad culminated in one of the greatest electoral landslides of all time. Walter Mondale, President Reagan's opponent, won one state. He won the District of Columbia, too, but he won only his home state of Minnesota. And that one was close! Speaking of close, there's attacks everywhere on Ron DeSantis from President Trump and from the president of Disney coming up.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Lori Vallow Daybell has been found guilty of killing her 7 and 16-year-old kids and conspiring to kill her husband's first wife.
Lori Noreen Vallow, not guilty or guilty of first-degree murder of Kylie Run. Answer, guilty.
The Boise, Idaho jury was handed the so-called doomsday cult case yesterday.
The White House says claims border authorities are allowing or encouraging a mass release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border is categorically false. One Texas senator disagrees.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, last night called out the president for what's happening at the United States-Mexico border.
Come down here, President Biden. Stop hiding in the basement. Stop pretending this misery is not your fault.
The heat is on across the Pacific Northwest heading into the weekend. Temperatures are likely to soar up to 30 degrees above normal. Dave Collins, USA News.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An endorsement of a presidential candidate, and not a tremendous surprise, but something of a local interest here in the state of Washington, is one of the more prominent Republicans in the state of Washington is Reagan Dunn, who's a friend of this show. He's a member of the Board of Commissioners of King County. And in other words, he's an important Republican voice and one of the few viable Republican voices here in Western Washington. And Reagan Dunn, whose mother was a wonderful congresswoman for many years, Jennifer Dunn, has issued the following statement. As 2024 quickly approaches, it is important that we begin to look forward and to consider who should be the next president of the United States. The Republican Party has already fielded a number of qualified candidates, and we are sure to see many more. Importantly, he says, Washington State has an early presidential primary occurring just 1 week after Super Tuesday on March 12th. So our state's results could impact the ultimate outcome for our party's nominee, and ultimately the White House. And that's true. And it's true even though, unfortunately, we're in a state where it would be unlikely that whoever the Republican nominee is, that he carries the state of Washington. Still, the state of Washington goes to the convention and will be part of that convention in Milwaukee. And our votes won early, right after that Super Tuesday on March 12th, could help determine who we choose to represent the Republican Party in November. Reagan Dunn says, having given the matter careful consideration, I am proud to say that I am devoting my support and endorsement to Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Should he choose to run to be the next president of the United States, Governor DeSantis has the courage, strength, and content of character needed to put this country on the right track. I also believe he has the best chance to win a general election in November 2024. I ask that you join me if you want to see Governor DeSantis as our next president of the United States. Well, this comes out at the same time that there is a new attack posted on Truth Social by President Trump, and of course an attack on Ron DeSantis. Listen.
The problem with Ron DeSanctimonious is that he needs a personality transplant, and those are not yet available. Almost all congressmen and women that served with him and knew him well supported me, some of them surprisingly so, because of their relationship with Ron. I would say that when it comes to lack of personality, Ron would be in a class with Asa Hutchinson, and that's not good. Ron's foreign trip was a total bomb. They didn't even know what he was doing there. What are you doing here, Ron? Why are you here?
Okay, does it make sense as a political strategy for President Trump to be attacking on this basis? By the way, Asa Hutchinson was a very successful member of Congress and a very successful two-term governor. And the idea that he objects to Ron DeSantis' personality without saying why. Somebody else who objects to Ron DeSantis' personality, but a little bit more comprehensible, is Bob Iger, who is the Disney CEO. He was on a company earnings call. And everybody knows right now that one of the, I think, big mistakes that Ron DeSantis has made is declaring war on Mickey Mouse. Mickey's been around a long time. And a lot of Americans have a tender spot for some of the Disney product. In any event, the Bob Iger, CEO of Disney, had this to say about Governor DeSantis. Listen.
We all know there was no concerted effort to do anything to dismantle what was once called Reedy Creek Special District until we spoke out on the legislation. So this is plainly a matter of retaliation while the rest of the Florida Special Districts continue operating basically as they were. And I think it's also important for us to say our primary goal has always been to be able to continue to do exactly what we've been doing there, which is investing in Florida. We're proud of the tourism industry that we created, and we want to continue delivering the best possible experience for guests going forward. We never wanted, and we certainly never expected, to be in the position of having to defend our business interests in federal court, particularly having such a terrific relationship with the state as we've had for more than 50 years.
Okay, again, this is not a fight that is going to benefit either side. And certainly I don't think it's one of those things that is going to particularly help Governor DeSantis. Somebody else who's trying desperately to get attention in the political realm is Vivek Ramaswamy. And he's indicated he's going to spend $100 million of his own money to advertise his campaign. And part of his attempt to get traction as a Republican presidential candidate is the high-tech billionaire believes that he can attract people's attention with some ideas that are a little bit off the beaten track. For instance, this one concerning changing the voting age. This is clip 13.
When I think about young Americans today, I see a deficit of national pride because I see a deficit of duty. You don't value that country you inherit. You will only value, you have a stake, a country of a stake in building and knowing something about. And so that is why today I'm announcing my support for a new amendment to the U.S. Constitution. That amendment would raise the voting age in this country from 18 to 25, but still tell you that you can vote at 18. If you either do service to this country 6 months in the military or 6 months as a first responder, or else at least pass the same civics test that we make an immigrant pass to actually become a voting citizen in this country. We've got to have to think big.
Okay, you may think big, but to get a constitutional amendment, that would replace the amendment that was passed in 1972, lowering the voting age to 18. Why did they lower it to 18? Because that was the year you had to be responsible for the draft. You could be drafted into the army when you were 18. And the idea was if you were old enough to fight and die for your country, you were old enough to vote on its future. The notion that you're going to get two-thirds of both houses of Congress and then three-quarters of all state legislatures to raise the voting age to 25, I think is most unusual. Aside from that, for Ramaswamy, he should talk to people who actually run America's military. If you need people in our army and our armed forces, you need them for more than 6 months. 6 months is basically involved with setting people up and giving them basic training. Do I think the idea of universal service and is a good idea? Sure. But the notion that this is somehow going to happen by raising the voting age and that people would enlist and spend 6 months in the army so they could vote earlier, intriguing, but not substantive. Is that true of some of the movies we're going to be talking about? Heading there.
The Michael Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And it's going to be warm weather here in Seattle, which is amazing. They are talking about the possibility over this weekend of it reaching 90 degrees. And part of what that means in our household is my wife likes to eat outside. And we have 11 guests coming for our Sabbath meal. And so we'll be setting up facilities outside in the sun. And that is certainly something to celebrate. Any reasons to celebrate going into the dark to see a couple of big new movies that are released this week? The latest from Hollywood. Netflix has released an ambitious new Jennifer Lopez movie. And it's ambitious because it's a different Jennifer Lopez than you usually see in her romantic comedy roles, where she can be very expert and fun to watch. And this is completely different. This is a movie with no laughs in it at all. And it's a movie that involves, when you meet the Jennifer Lopez character, she is already a former criminal, former hero of American forces in Afghanistan, who used her expertise as a sharpshooter to get involved with some extremely nasty arms dealers who were played by Joseph Fiennes and Gabriel Garcia Bernal, a Mexican star. And she's cooperating with the FBI, but that doesn't work out. And she is forced to abandon her baby. And whose baby is it? Until she comes back at the very beginning of the movie and discovers, reconnects with a child that she has born and who is now 12 years old and needs protection from the same evil people that mommy once dealt with. Listen.
You saw who's out there. It's gonna keep coming. If there's trouble, come find me.
You must have known I'd find her.
The secret's out.
What do they want?
Revenge. They're using her to get to me. Why?
What's your plan?
She needs protection right now.
Who are you?
From here on, you do everything I say.
You're driving.
I'm 12.
Let's go.
I hate it here. I'm gonna go home.
Not till you know how to survive.
Look at the mess you made.
You're not getting away this time.
You burned down our entire world. For her.
Yes.
Okay, it's grim. It's brutal. The action scenes are actually very well staged, and I've got to hand it to Jennifer Lopez. She is a convincingly tough and long-suffering. Is this a profound film? No. Is it manipulative? Sure. Does it have some scenes in it that truly work with a sense of foreboding and pain? And with a little bit of unpredictability as well. Yeah, it has all of that. There's some basically struggle scenes in Alaska where mother and daughter have gone to hide. The movie is rated a very hard R. I mean, some of the violence is extreme and mutilating violence. 2.5 stars for The Mother, which is streaming on Netflix. And by the way, this is not to be confused with, there was another film with Jennifer Lawrence called The Mother, which was just one of the worst films I've ever seen. And you don't want to convince this one with that one, because this one is much better. Also released this week is a movie called Carmen, which is supposed to be very loosely based on the Grand Opera, the most successful Grand Opera of all time from the 19th century, and Georges Bizet. This one doesn't have that music. In fact, the musical score is one of the just worst elements of a film that has its problems. The musical score sounds like shrieking rather than singing, and it's with a choir. Sounds like a Halloween choir of some kinds of badly haunted spirits. The idea is this is supposed to be a reworking in a dreamlike nightmarescape of the story of a beautiful young woman and dancer who is thrown together with another former sharpshooter and military expert from Afghanistan. And the American and the Mexican together have to crash the border and find refuge in a special, basically center for expressive dance and bad acting. The movie is called Carmen, and it stars Paul Mescal, who was actually nominated for an Oscar last year, Irish actor who's 27 years old. He's very good as the male lead. Listen.
Are you a soldier?
Marine.
My name is Carmen.
Carmen?
They're going to find us. You know that, right? You belong here.
Yeah, mi corazón.
The plot is basically non-existent. There are scenes of murder and torture and mutilation that make no sense and have no purpose. The only reason this film got made is Natalie Portman's husband, Benjamin Millepied, who is a ballet star in France, has made this film. And I know some of the dance sequences are supposed to be expressive, but they go along with this awful music, which doesn't work. 1.5 stars for the R-rated, even the so-called erotic scenes are tedious and annoying. 1.5 stars for the R-rated Carmen in select theaters. And there is this from Steve Doocy on Fox News Channel talking about one of the big questions in American politics right now is what's going to come of the Hunter Biden investigations. Listen, this is Fox News' Steve Doocy Clip 6.
Republicans said that the smoking gun were these financial records that you were able to subpoena and got your hands on. They show that some of the president's relatives were paid more than $10 million from foreign sources between 2015 and 2017. And your party, the Republican investigators, say that that's proof of influence peddling by Hunter and James. But that's just your suggestion. You don't actually have any facts to that. To that point, you've got some circumstantial evidence, and the other thing is, of all those names, the one person who didn't profit is there's no evidence that Joe Biden did anything illegally.
Well, if you look at the laptop and the emails between the president's son and his associates, they went to great lengths to hide Joe's involvement. They even gave him nicknames. They called him the Celtic and the big guy. But make no mistake, Joe Biden was involved. All these countries that the Bidens were receiving money from were countries that Joe Biden was actively visiting in. Many of these countries were receiving foreign aid that Joe Biden volunteered with the Obama administration to be in charge of.
Okay, that's Jamie Comer of Kentucky, the congressman who's in charge of the House Oversight Committee and in charge of the Hunter Biden investigations. The fascinating and good job on the part of Steve Doocy at pushing back to try to see if there really is a there in terms of the Hunter Biden scandal spilling over to his father. That would be monumental and important. Coming up next week, we have strange sounds that were recorded high in the Earth's atmosphere that have baffled scientists. What do they sound like? And what is so baffling about them? We'll reveal it. Also, a study says two-thirds of Americans say that they have now ended a friendship. And why? Is it due to politics, religion, COVID? We'll tell you the horrible secret. Also, with Iran reaching closer and closer to nuclear capacity and moving its navy around in a threatening manner, what is the right U.S. response? We'll speak about that with Ambassador John Bolton and with General A.J. Tata and get a perspective. We'll also be speaking next week at some point to Ambassador Nikki Haley, whose presidential campaign is beginning to pick up a little bit of momentum, maybe. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.